Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On Capitol Hill, the House today will debate and vote on impeaching President Trump for inciting the riot at the Capitol last week. Trump would be the first president ever impeached twice. Today's vote follows last night's House passage of a resolution asking Vice President Pence to remove Trump using the 25th Amendment. Pence has rejected that. For more, we're joined now by Congresswoman Catherine Clark, the Assistant Speaker of the House. Congresswoman, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. It's good to be with you.
So Donald Trump will no longer be president by this time next week. We hear from some people who say, given that, why do this? Answer that question, and what are you hearing from your constituents?
Donald Trump is unstable. He is unhinged and dangerous. And 1 week ago today, he incited a seditious mob to attack our country. Every day that he remains in office is a danger to our security and to our democracy. That is why we are moving with urgency to remove him from office. And we've pursued three parallel tracks. We've called for his resignation. Yesterday, we passed a resolution urging the vice president to invoke the 25th Amendment. And today, we will impeach the president again. And I can tell you that I have heard from so many people at home in Massachusetts about how strongly they feel of the urgency that we remove this president and do everything we can to hold him accountable for this attack on the fundamentals of our Constitution and our elections.
It appears that at least some of your Republican colleagues, Republican House members, are going to vote for impeachment today. How many do you expect to go along? And is a bipartisan vote on this important?
A bipartisan vote is important. We would proceed under any circumstances. But I think that it is a sign of how deadly serious this situation is, that so far we have four Republicans, and I anticipate we will have more, voting for impeachment. I'm never going to forget walking down Independence Avenue on Wednesday and seeing the Confederate flags, the Trump flags, the roar of that crowd on the steps of the Capitol. It was a sight that I never thought I would see in our own country, on our own center of government. And I believe that my colleagues, even some across the aisle, understand the level of sedition, of treason that has occurred here, and that this is this won't necessarily end with this presidency. He has sowed the seeds, and we need to stand up, defend our democracy, and advocating for inaction is indefensible.
Well, but other Republicans in the House have argued that impeaching the president again will only divide the country further and may make him a martyr, make him seem like he's a victim, and further the divide. So how do you respond to that?
The thing that unites us as a nation is the U.S. Constitution, and there is nothing more unifying than standing together to defend it. I'm hearing from constituents who are terrified by the state of our republic, who saw anti-Semitic and white supremacist symbols in our Capitol, and they are relying on us to do what's right. I spoke to one of my Republican colleagues who's voting for impeachment last night on the floor, and he said, however hard this is going to be, he knows what he's doing is right, and he's going to be able to sleep at night.
Which makes me wonder, Congresswoman, as a member of House leadership, will the House weigh consequences for Republican lawmakers who supported Donald Trump's false claims of election fraud?
What we are going to do is a broad investigation. And that includes into some of our members. We need to get to the facts of what happened. We know that the Capitol Police were not prepared. We know that there are allegations that some of our colleagues may have aided and abetted in this siege on our Capitol. So we are going to do, you know, we have to operate on many parallel tracks. We have to hold this president accountable and do everything we can to remove him from office. We have to launch a broad investigation into what happened to the security of the Capitol and our democracy. And we have to do everything we can to make sure that our Capitol is safe today for this impeachment vote and for the inauguration next week.
One last question, and it's about safety. In the wake of the continued threats, how safe do you feel working in that building now and walking on the streets around the building?
You know, there, I have to be frank that the safety that I thought and assumed I always had in the Capitol, that has that sense of security has been shaken. And I know, having talked to staff and members who were really within minutes of a very different outcome, a far, you know, an even more violent outcome and loss of life. But we are taking steps to secure our capital, to increase security, to change the way we do business. And we are going to do everything we can to make sure that our government continues, that we say that we are here to do the people's business. And we are going to do it as securely as we can because our democracy is depending on us.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning ahead of the House vote on impeachment today. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.